Hello peeps, how are you doing? Today, this morning, I am talking to you about Saint Nicholas. And who is Saint Nicholas? Saint Nicholas was a priest who eventually became a bishop. And the story goes actually that while he was voted unanimously to become the bishop of Turkey. He was born in Turkey, and modern-day Turkey, obviously. He didn't want to, and he actually ran away and hid. But what happened was that some ducks gave him away by quacking his location, and eventually he gave in and became a much-loved bishop. And he is such an inspiration, such a wonderful soul. He is, of course, the first Christmas Father, Father Christmas, Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, whatever you prefer to call. And that came about because of how he acted. So there is another story of him where he met this boy crying, and he was told that his father was worried because his sisters couldn't get married because they didn't have the dowry, you know, at that. There was a time when for a woman to get married, the father had to give a present, a dowry, and monetary usually. So what he did was to go in the middle of the night, found a window which was slightly open, and he put in the money, which fell into socks which were drying by the hearth. And so from this, our imaginations and the magic created this persona of this wonderful, kind guy that goes and delivers toys to the children of the world on Christmas Eve. And it is a lovely story, but I also think that it is important for our children, without telling them, you know, that Father Christmas doesn't exist or anything, but telling them the story of Saint Nicholas and celebrating this person full of kindness and compassion. His feast day is 6 December, which is actually the day he died. And what we do at home is simply read a story of Saint Nicholas. This is the book that we read every year. It is a lovely story, and there is a lot of information as well. And it's called Saint Nicholas, the Real Story of the Christmas Legend, which is written by Julie Steigmeier. And on the day, part of our Advent, we also give to charity, money to charities. And that would be the day when we give money to charities on the 6th of December, which this year is going to be next Monday. And the children choose a charity of their own. They will go through their money boxes and split the money that they have there in three, of which some will go in their bank account, some they will keep to my oldest prefers to give it to a wildlife charity, for example, and the others give more to local charities, actually, like the Mission Fund and others. So you know, it's a day where we remind ourselves of the kindness of compassion that we need to give to others, because not everyone, unfortunately, have the same resources. So that is one of the ways, that is the way that we celebrate St. Nicholas. Also, there are traditions, especially, for example, in Germany, they leave. Or an orange or something, and it is also so therefore it is a very lovely tradition, and it brings a fullness to this season of Advent. You know, we are teasing apart the layers of materialism and finding within it the real spiritual meaning and the real needs. So that is all for today. If you have questions, please feel free to ask. And just a reminder that every day, this is the third day that's going to happen, I am doing a 14-day reflection with you all in the evening. And I hope that you join. Have a good day and see you soon. Bye.